Warning. What you're about to experience may get offensive, sexual and orgasmic. Relax, you'll like it when Sapphire's through with you. Pour the wine and press play for Sapphire's Europlay.
What's up all my sexy motherfuckers out there in Radio Land? This is your girl, the one and only Ms. Radio Sapphire. Sapphire, if you're extra fucking nasty. Now, I got two guests tonight, not just one. And they're very special in my heart and in my bedroom. I got Small Hands and Joanna fucking Angel here. You may have seen them from their features in Burning Angel.
Yeah.
They do some good.
We make porn.
Yes.
We get around, you
know. They do get around. I gotta say, I don't know what I love more. Like, the people that I know in front of the camera or the people behind the camera.
Well, since we, like, do both, you can love... Yeah. That's why you love us.
I love you
more
guys
than
both.
Everybody else.
We've got a very well-rounded perspective.
Yeah. Yes, you guys do. Yeah. And you guys are an awesome couple. Thank like, this is a power couple in porn, you guys. Like,
we like to inspire people. We want to show people they can be happy.
I love it.
Yeah, before being a power couple. I don't know. We just like being
a happy
good
couple.
Yeah.
Aww.
Yeah.
Yeah.
How does it feel like? I know people dom you as like the queen of alt porn. You know, how does that feel from time to time?
You know, sometimes it's nice. Sometimes it's like I don't think of myself as like the queen of anything.
Yeah.
You know? Like I'm just always working and trying to work on the next project and trying to get things done. And, you know, even though
queen
I started...
Queen of not folding the laundry.
Yeah, oh!
I fold the laundry sometimes.
Talks about it for 3 days.
No, but when you fold laundry, you just take it all and you just...
Well, we're not discussing my folding techniques.
It's okay. You know
so
what?
I
got really
time.
Mad laundry upstairs. If you would like to go upstairs
fold
and
off?
Fold them.
Yeah.
Fold
we can
love
do this.
Yes, like, she's the queen.
But,
she's the queen.
You know, it doesn't... I don't think of myself like that.
Yeah.
You know, like, even though I started my company from nothing, and now it's something.
Something, yeah.
Like, to me, it's still a very small company and has a long way to go, you know? Sometimes people talk to me like that's it, I'm done. You know, like, I can retire now. I'm like, no. I got a long...
Yeah, you got a long way to go. I like
you
it.
Know, but I'm just happy when I can make other people happy.
Yeah.
You know, I'm happy when I hear about, like, couples or... girls or anyone that really likes the porn that I make, because it just makes me really happy, and they're like, oh, I'm so glad you make what you do. Like,
yeah,
there's nothing else like that.
It's relate to me. It's relatable, it's fun, and you know, it's not like you guys take the porno cheesy and just make it funny.
Yeah,
you know what I mean?
We embrace
well,
it.
Yeah,
you know?
Come on, man, like, sex is silly.
It is. Yeah. I don't know why people
and that doesn't
porn
mean it's not
is
special
silly.
And not
right.
beautiful and not everything you want it to be, but
right.
like if you just look at the act of it, it's you and you can't find humor in that, I feel like there's something wrong with
yeah.
you.
Yeah,
like,
I mean, you got smells,
yeah.
you got textures.
Well, and then you take porno sex, which is even
right.
sillier.
Yeah,
like, you know, every porn
and,
plot is just some 4 minute excuse to get to sex, so like,
mm-hmm.
why not like acknowledge that, like,
when
basically
everyone's
my,
gonna laugh anyway,
yeah,
so let's be
my
MO
is
let's make
wanna,
ourselves
I want
laugh
them to, yeah
it.
I want
exactly.
people to laugh, I want to make them laugh before they laugh, you know, like,
yeah,
I like want people to laugh with me and not mm-hmm. at me, you know, I want to make the jokes first.
Well,
I don't want them to look
she
at
makes
it and, like,
jokes
yeah
I'm gonna say like the jokes are there. I mean, you have releases like The Grinch.
Yeah, The Grinch who gaped Christmas.
Yes, who gaped. Not even took. It's
yeah,
gaping.
Gaping.
Gaping buttholes.
Gaping buttholes.
So if you like butthole
in
porn.
Christmas.
That was my first
yeah.
gape scene.
Yeah.
I just like you to know.
Yeah.
I was real
I know,
nervous.
I told him, I was like, I need you to gape me. And
I didn't even
oh
know,
my
I,
God.
I,
you
I,
even
I
know
was
what
like,
it meant.
What do you mean? And she's like, you know,
new.
Like, those scenes where you
yeah.
see the girls crawling.
I'm not here.
Oh, my God. I always wondered, like, you know, especially how is it being a couple and the fact that you guys have some intense like moment scenes, because I'm looking at you guys, I'm like, Jesus Christ, if the way they're fucking on camera, I can only imagine and like be a fly on the wall of how you guys, because like you could see your passion in your scenes
yeah
half of the time. I'm like, wow, how
our sex at home is more passionate.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it's probably chill. More intimate. Got it. Yeah.
Like anyone, I think, would assume, like, we're not climbing on rocks and shit, like, fucking with costumes on, you know, like, on a Wednesday night. Mm-hmm. But we might have sex that's, maybe it's not even 20 minutes, maybe it's 4 minutes, maybe it's 5, but it's a really...
It's a good quickie.
You know, or whatever. Or maybe it's like we get home from the bar and we're drunk and we just kind of like sloppily fuck around for an hour. Like, those are obviously things no one's ever going to see in
real life. We treasure those moments.
But those are like our, that's our thing, like, you know. Yeah.
And I like that because it also, it just relates in to real life. And I feel like that's the communication that gets lost. Like, I always tell people, it's all about communication during sex.
Yeah.
And it seems like you guys, you know, seemingly it works.
Yeah.
You know, and especially with our topic tonight, we are going to be talking about shitting where you eat or fucking where you really shouldn't be fucking. And not even just where, it's just the people. The people you shouldn't be fucking.
Right.
I honestly am...
And there are people...
Yes.
...who you should not be fucking.
Right.
For the record, there are. They are... There are just some people that should be out of the fucking zone.
Okay, for you...
It should be,
for the two of you, what are your limits of the people that you just absolutely shouldn't fuck?
I mean, are we talking like... Like common sense stuff, like, hey,
oh no,
I don't want to have sex with my actual sister.
Let's take it out of the whole legality.
Can we assume of just normal?
Well, yeah, let's kind assume.
It's funny because we always said, but then we broke it. Like,
you have to ask these days.
No, you have to.
You know, our like best friend Nikki. You know, we always said that like we wouldn't have sex, but then we did. But it was just like in a movie,
weird.
You know,
it was weird.
Like it kind of made sense with the plot. And
yeah.
It sort of like had to happen.
Nikki Hartz is a porn performer.
Yes. She's a hottie.
She's hot as balls.
She's really hot. She's also like our best friend, you know?
Yeah.
We've been really, really good friends for years now. And she, with me personally, is a very like she's like my bro.
Yeah.
Like she's married. Yeah. You know, she's a lesbian.
Hot
wife. Who's also one of our best friends. We have like a weird four-way family together.
Aww.
Yeah. It's very bizarre.
Yeah, Lee calls her Ma.
Oh my God.
And they have sex sometimes. Anyway.
That is... yeah. It's, see, it's this is hot. Why we gotta talk about it, you guys. Someone's like, don't fuck around with coworkers. It's bad always. Wow. I gotta... I don't know.
I don't think
that's... Well, I'll explain where the... So, Nikki... And me are our bros. We're buddies. Mm-hmm. We're homies. That's it.
Right.
And Joanna, because she's Joanna, one day goes, "Oh, this movie I wrote will only work if like you guys all."
There were other girls in the scene, so I was like, "So, well,
but
you
like,
don't have to make
like
sex
the director
all
and
time.
Her, like the boss came out. She's like, "No, this is just what will work best for the movie." And I was like, "I don't really want to have sex with my bro." And she's like, "I don't really want to have sex with you."
Yeah.
And I was like, "Oh," and we literally had to do the like.
Yeah.
High five. Okay.
Yeah.
We're gonna do this.
Yeah.
Oh, and then
my
we
gosh.
All just kept laughing.
Dude,
so
it was
like really funny.
The scene is
and
like
then
ridiculous.
The photographer, like when he was taking the pictures, like he knew what
so
was going
like,
on.
So he's like, "Nikki, blow
yeah,
her."
Yeah. So he was like,
"No,
I'm
didn't
sorry,
get the shot.
Gotta
I gotta move
like,
shot.
Hold on."
And she's just sitting there like gagging. I'm like,
"Yeah." She's like, "He's like, but I need you to make a better face while you blow him. Just like I need you to cup his balls."
Like how?
She's like, "Fuck you, man."
And it wouldn't make sense to anyone but us. We're all like laughing.
Yeah. Because I've always wondered because. You know, a lot of people don't realize, and I'm here with Small Hands. I have Joanna Angel. They shoot porn for all you people that are like, "Who the fuck are these people with tattoos?"
Well, sometimes it's hard for me because I've been in the industry for so long, and all the guys in the industry, like, I hire them a lot, and a lot of them are my good friends now. And so it's hard for me to find guys to work with because it's like... A lot of these guys are like
your
friends, or it's because I hire them all the time.
She's
kind of like,
boss.
Yeah,
they're like my children or something, you know, or like sometimes like there was like a long time where I really didn't want to work with Xander only because he was like late and like,
his tardiness was like six months in a row.
Xander Corvus, we're talking about.
He was like 3 hours late to set or like flaked at the last minute. I don't know. He was going through a lot for a little while.
Aww.
And so like, I, you know, but everybody loves
She's
Xander.
Like my pussy
And I love Xander. Yeah. And I'm like, how am I going to work with you? All I'm going to think of is like, like me freaking out right. because you're calling me an hour before you have to be on set telling me that you're like in a different country.
Oh my god.
You know, I don't know. And I'm like, and he's also, but at this, he's also like one of my closest friends too.
We recently DP'd her.
Yeah,
together.
I know.
Like friends do.
Yeah. Okay. So but let's talk about this.
Where do you want to go, Sapphire?
There's so many things. I couldn't ask for anybody else better
like
for this.
It's all normal for us.
Yeah.
But it was kind of funny, yeah, because me and Xander wrote a movie together, and then as we were, like, writing the movie, I was like, oh, that means, like, me and you have to have sex. And he's like, is that okay? And I was like, yeah, okay. I'm like, I have to, like, get in my zone where you're not, like,
yeah.
The guy who's laid off the
and
time.
And you just, you know, you're... I think he does great sex scenes. Yeah. I do think he's a sexy guy, but, like, you know, we just kind of, like... And I'm good, you know, really good friends with his girlfriend.
Yeah.
So it gets kind of weird, so I just had to kind of be like, all right, now I have to just, like...
You're doing it.
Look at you and want to fuck you, like, you know, and not think about all the other things. Not even, like, those other things are unattractive. It just, like, you know what I mean? It
changes the dynamic.
Thing.
It definitely changes the dynamic.
So I usually try these days to work with guys I don't know that well. Mm-hmm. Like, ones that were like, not in my, like, circle of friends, because I could get,
I love
like,
you,
a little
Xander,
bit,
by the way.
Yeah. Like, for the most part. I know, it was really funny, because I had never really worked with him before, even though I hire him all the time.
Yeah,
and in the middle of the scene, it was just like, oh my god, I really like having sex with you. That's so weird.
No, the look on her, I was like, underneath.
Oh my god.
I was like, oh, she looks like an angel.
Yeah. Oh my god.
It's like, wow, you look like a. Like, I was like, all right, I guess I see what all the fuss is about.
Right. Oh my like, god.
It's as good as everyone says it is. It was like super, it was like a weird moment.
But it's good. It's weird. It's sex is supposed to be weird, I feel like.
It's so
you know,
hard to explain to anyone else.
But I get it.
It doesn't make any sense.
It doesn't make any sense to anyone.
You have to really just, I don't know, get to a space in your head where this is just another day at work.
People think it's weird for me that I actually like to fuck my friends. I'd rather fuck my friends than any of the random strangers I have.
Yeah. But you know? And I'm very... What I try to tell everyone, like, I'm not some, like, inhuman, like, sexual demon or something. Yeah. Like, I'm, like... was always that girl. Like, I was never like a person that was able to be with a bunch of people at once. I was not the most sexually open person at all before porn. And I'm not even really now. Like, I'm sexually open, but I don't want to have like a polyamorous like relationship.
You're sexually open to a degree, which is cool.
I love porn because I can be very slutty in this controlled environment that just kind of works for me, where I could just turn on and turn off and I don't have to, and I can have fun and feel free. Like, there's no way, and he even knows it's not even about him at all.
Yeah.
Like, I'm a very, like, oddly monogamous person. I don't even know how or why, and it doesn't even make any sense, but, like, I even if, like, the first few times, like, where, like, a girl would, like, make out with me at a party or something,
yeah,
like, call him and be like, hey, I just, like, want you to know that, and he's like, I don't care, I think that's
hot. Are you serious?
It's
like, continue.
Right, like, please,
like, so
tell me more.
To, like, kiss someone, like, when you weren't in the room, like, I don't know, is that okay? Like, when it's work. Not work, it's, like, very weird, but, I mean, now, it's different now, but I'm, like, all over the place, but, you know, that was, like, a while.
But I get you.
I'm a very, like, romantic person, you know, and I really do, like I love him very much. I don't have the desire to be in like one of those kinds of relationships where I have a boyfriend on the side and he has a girlfriend on the side and this and that is, you know, like everything like sexually crazy that we do, I want us to do together.
Yeah.
You know. But porn is just, I don't know, I'm able to kind of throw myself into these situations and have so much fun and not feel like it compromises any feelings I have for him or not. It doesn't compromise. I don't know. It just was the perfect environment for me to
express yourself,
explore my sexuality without feeling uncomfortable or awkward. And I like the fact that it's controlled. I am like a weird, you know, control freak as it is.
And I don't blame you. I feel like...
For
a control freak, she's
like
so
knowing
chill.
Knowing what's going to happen.
Yeah.
You know, like I'm one of those... So I was always like... really bad at sexual things before porn because I would like have sex with someone and I'd be like, okay, so what happens next? Like, how many times are we supposed to talk? Right. Like, what are we supposed to do? Like, I don't know. Like, the whole, it's like I got so flustered all the time. Or, like, when you hang out with someone, you're like, okay, is it okay if we fuck now?
Right.
Are we not supposed to fuck now? Like, is there some certain appropriate amount of time before we fuck? Like, what do I do? Like, I did, I felt like there was some instruction manual that everybody got except me.
No, I'm like that now.
And I couldn't relax.
Yeah.
I don't know why. So with porn, it's like, okay, you're going to walk into that room.
And you're going to do your thing. This
part, and it's like, whew, all that bullshit's out of the way.
It's done. It's already said and done.
Yeah, and you can just relax. And I feel very lucky that I'm able to... to do that.
To do it.
You know? I feel like these days it's probably easier. You can, like, because you can, like, meet people online and you can very much, like...
I mean, for the most part...
You know?
Yeah. But. I mean, for the most part, like, I do online dating. And I mean, not even online dating. I'll call for what it is. I do internet sport fucking, okay?
Right.
A girl got needs. Sometimes I want to just...
Well, why wouldn't you?
Right. Yeah. I gotta feed the beast.
I buy shoes online. All the time. When I wear shoes, I look online and get shoes.
Yeah. Got shoes. I might as well just say, fuck it. Yeah. I got my Tinder.
Yeah.
It's like ordering a pizza. I order a dick.
You can. Yeah. And you should. You should take advantage of
it. I take advantage of it.
Order that dick.
Yeah. Right. But then when it comes with the friends, I feel like it is kind of weird when you have your friends over and you have like that sexual kind of tension, and especially when it leads up to the first time you fuck your friend. Like, I remember the first time I had sex with this one particular friend, it kind of just happened. We were drunk and we were all like, everybody was like falling asleep or whatever, and we, you know, we stayed up or whatever for a couple hours and we're just talking, and next thing you know, falling asleep, I get a little horny because this man is cuddling me.
Yeah,
it's 3 o'clock in the morning, coming down from drunkenness, fuck me.
Yeah,
fine, slip the cock, do the business, I'ma wake up the next morning and just...
Everybody wins.
Everybody wins.
That's perfect.
Rolled over the next morning and was like, dude, how are you? Hungover. Had fun, though. I'll go get the coffee.
That's awesome. Nice. That's great.
I think that's the way that you handle sex with your friends.
Yeah.
I mean, yeah, it can be different, but I tell people all the time, only you make the sex different.
It's true.
You make it awkward. Because you can just roll over the next day and just not even acknowledge you all said sex. It's like... cool.
Yeah.
Let's go get some food.
Sex isn't what is different. It's the person's interpretation.
Mm-hmm.
Is what is different. The act of it was exactly the same for both people, but
exactly.
It's what you infer, take away from it.
Major.
Causes all of it.
And I think also in this day and age, I mean, things get misconstrued all the time.
Yeah.
I think a lot more people are open to for the most part. Then if you start texting a person, and especially it's your friend, I feel that all friends, regardless if they fail to acknowledge it or not, they do have their levels of flirting.
Yeah.
Flirting just unconsciously. It doesn't matter if it's a girl and a guy, or a guy and a guy and a girl and a girl. I mean, yeah, you got the bromances.
Oh yeah, there's different, you know? Like... it's, I mean, I guess you could call it funny, but it's just different dynamics. You have different people.
Definitely.
And I guess on similar level, we're all flirting with each other.
Yeah.
You really are. I mean, you have to know a person. If a person's going to be like your best friend, mm-hmm. for instance, you know everything that irks them. Regardless if it's platonic or if it's sexual, mm-hmm. you're going to know your best friend better than anybody else. So it's like you can push those buttons. You know, you might compliment your best friend. Us girls do it all the time. Girl, you look hot.
Yeah.
You might spank a little ass, smack a little titty. You might even kiss her.
It's true.
It just comes
from a place of love.
Yes. Now, my friends, on the other hand, it's like they're scared of me. Like, if I compliment them, they're going to think I want to fuck them or something.
You're a sexual
demon.
Yeah. Because you're a demon.
I don't know. Do you feel uncomfortable when I compliment you? You could just shake your head, yes or no. I have a friend in the corner. Because, I mean, there's sometimes...
We're getting to know so far, but I don't know. She is giggling.
Yeah, she looks nervous.
Yeah, I think she is a little
she's
nervous.
She's masturbating. She's doing something.
Hiding underneath the blankets over here.
Gotcha.
But, like, there have been girls who are like, yo, Sapphire, like, you know, I love you, but I don't see it that way. I'm like, girl, I'm not trying to hit on you.
That's so
if
awesome.
I'm trying to hit on you, you will know. You will know. I'm going to
be subtle about it.
And that just comes back to people being, like, aware of their surroundings.
Yes.
Because, you know, there's certain things that, like, you're doing. Like, if, like, you are grabbing my dick physically.
Right.
You're probably hitting on me. Like,
right.
No shit.
No, if I'm grabbing your cog, if I'm grabbing your...
You know, there's some obvious signs. And, like, if you're not doing that, then just chill out.
Yeah. I mean, honestly, there's no better way to put it. Like, you will know when someone's trying to get... fuck you. They get a little closer.
There's a different, like...
There's the whole, like, the underlining eye contact. Like, I'm horrible with eye contact. I hate eye contact. I'm trying to look at you guys, but I'm, like, looking off. I'm like,
I do engaged the same too much. Thing.
Meanwhile, he's small hands is making these weird ass faces. Like, hey, girl. You know what you doing after
what's
the
wrong
show?
With me? Just looking at you.
It's weird. No, I'm just kidding. It's a very
are we
compliment.
Not friends? Are we not talking about
We are definitely friends. And then there's also, you know, I gotta say, my friends who are in the industry versus my friends who are not in the industry, it's a whole different dynamic.
Yeah.
A whole
it's
different
true.
Dynamic.
You can say anything to us.
Yeah.
I
love just going to some people's houses and they just open up the door just butt ass naked.
Yeah.
And I'm like, hi.
Yeah.
I'm trying not to look at your dick or your vagina or your titties, but hi.
Yeah,
we're gonna do that hike.
We get a little too comfortable. We like forget.
We forget spirit. Sometimes.
No, don't. Yeah. I say don't. I'd rather have people be open and greet me at the door naked. Granted, if I ever greeted these two people, they'd probably never show up to my house again. They'll be like, this bitch just opened up the door just naked. Like, what's wrong with
you?
They'll
always wonder what could have been.
I don't know. They've seen enough. We've all lived together. They've heard things. They've heard and seen people leave, come and go. And it's just, it's much. It's much. I'm a little much as a roommate. That's why I have to live alone. Because I'm a little much. I like to walk around my house naked.
Well,
couldn't
you
do
should.
That. Yeah, now I can.
Yeah.
But I couldn't do it before. Even when my friends are over, and they're like, this is your house. I'm like, yeah, don't say that too freely. Because if I was running around here butt-ass naked, you tell me put some clothes on. I'm not trying to bone you.
Yeah.
I'm just...
You just want to be naked.
Yeah, I want to be naked. Can a girl be just naked?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, yes, she can.
She should be allowed to be naked in her own house.
It's true.
That's it.
It should be.
Let it be done. Have you ever... Now, you guys have dabbled in the friends.
Yeah.
When has there ever been a moment...
Mostly on camera.
Yeah.
You know, I don't know.
Every now and then, if the mood is right and the vibe is right, you know, it's a delicate balance of stars that have to align.
Yeah.
Because you don't want to tread down.
I think most of the girls we, like, have sex with off camera, they're not, like, really good friends. Although, I guess I had sex with Lee.
Yes. It really, what it boils down to is just the dynamic, you know.
Yeah.
I think no matter what, whether you're in porn, whether you're not in porn, like, the best sex that happens is, like, it's, like, unplanned.
Oh, unplanned sex is the best.
It's, like, the number one thing.
Yeah.
I feel like I know...
All of our, like, best threesomes have been kind of, like...
They just happen.
Oh, shit.
Now, is it... When you guys do, like, the multiple sex, is it mostly with people that you don't know? Or is it usually people that you
know? No, it's people we know, but we're not that close.
It's, like, you know through porn, so...
Okay.
Yeah, like, they're people we know, but they're not, like, people we hang out with all the time.
Okay. And that's... And, I mean... At the end of
the day,
for the most part,
and I'm not saying that's everything. Stuff can change.
That's kind of just how it
kind of seems. You know, it makes more sense that way.
Right. And so, let me move this. Is there ever been a time? Because I know we were talking briefly about it, and we said that we would bring it up. Ever been a time in your personal life where, okay, you have a friend, guys might seemingly be attracted to, and it's just like, fuck it. Did it ever, like, go a different way? Like, after you do the deed, did it just kind of like, okay, we're done?
Like, have a threesome with someone and then just kind of not really want to revisit it?
Not even just revisit it, or just, like, did it affect the friendship in general, you know?
I mean, phrase this correctly here. We've had threesomes with girls who maybe we've kind of fallen out of touch with, or maybe aren't friends with anymore, but I wouldn't say that the sex was the reason.
Yeah.
Okay, so there were other underlining.
So I guess technically, sort of yes, but it wasn't because
of the sex. It was just because other things.
Yeah, the sex was actually fine.
Yeah.
That part was cool. Awesome.
It was, you know, but, and then, you know, we don't need to go down that road, but most of the threesomes we've had are pretty good.
Yeah, pretty good.
That's good.
We haven't really had like a super fit. We had one girl tap out. That was cute.
Aww.
She was, okay, you want a good threesome story?
Yeah.
There's a girl who's become a friend of ours.
Okay.
Who initially was a fan.
Yeah.
Oh, wow.
From Australia.
Yeah, she's a really big fan.
And she's...
She's really hot. Like, a really, really, really beautiful girl. Where I felt silly. I was like, I feel like I should be your fan, you know?
Damn!
She's like musician and stuff, too.
She's a rapper in Australia.
Oh, yeah.
She's like an Australian Nicki Minaj covered in
death. I was gonna say, please, as long as she's not like Iggy. Oh, no.
I don't...
No Iggy vibes?
No, she's...
Okay.
She reminds me of Nicki Minaj.
Yeah, she's really hot.
Anyway.
I'm with that. I'm with that.
I'll text her and see if I can say her name.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
But I was like, I can't believe that you're, like, such a big fan of hers.
So anyway, she emailed us and was like, hey, not to sound weird, but I'm flying to America for the first time.
Mm-hmm.
I'm going to be on the West Coast over, like, Halloween, and it'd be, like, my dream to, like... like hang out with you guys and like have sex with you guys.
Oh my god!
And
yeah,
we were like, are you prefer?
Yeah, like, is this really happening?
Yeah, like,
that's pretty cool. And we were like, okay, well, and I kind of talked to her a little more, make sure, you know, she was serious. And,
right.
I talked to her for like a year.
Yeah,
she was like a fan, and I would just chat with her, and she's like a really hot Australian.
Okay, so it was something like you guys were corresponding back and forth.
We had a little flirting kind of conversations back and forth, and I was like, okay, well, we're actually going to Vegas for this AVN party. You can like be our date, our little pet for the week.
Nice.
But it was like, well, but like everyone else, you have to get tested, or we're not going to have sex with you.
Yes,
I heard that.
Like Joanna, like gave her instructions on where to go to the clinic. And, you know, but it was cool because that was, like, the one roadblock we had. It was like, well, this all sounds really fun, but you're, like, no offense, a total stranger from Australia.
Right.
We don't know anything about you.
We know nothing. Like
she wasn't in porn.
Yeah.
And then she went and got tested, and then I was like, okay, well, everything's fine. And then we had, like, a really fun weekend, and...
That's awesome.
We were all really drunk, and we had, like, a really long, sloppy, fun threesome, and she got
tired.
She had to
tap out.
We weren't done yet. She's like, guys, in her Australian accent, she's like, I love you, but I'm so tired, like...
Oh, my God, that's so cute!
So then we made her watch us, and then we finished.
I think we were also both... See, I mean, we were both kind of drunk.
It was like 5 in the morning.
We were hamming it up a little bit because we were like, okay, she like... I was like
nervous.
She flew
all the way
like,
across the world. We have to
just
give her
that. You have to give her the package.
She is such big fans of ours. We need to like really pull out all the stops. So we were like going crazy on her. I felt like I really started to put on a show.
Oh my god!
I felt like
she looked terrified.
She actually started to start. I was like, okay, I guess I should talk to her.
I was like, you've never had sex, I guess.
Yeah, I know.
Oh my god.
Yeah, she was really like...
It was cool though. The next day she was just like...
I know, and then I felt bad the next day. I was like, oh, I'm so sorry. I hope I didn't like scare you or something. Like drunk.
I still talk to her to this
day. Yeah, I know.
Really?
I talk to her all the time. She's like,
she's become
it's like
a
the craziest
friend.
Night she's ever had.
Yeah.
But,
it's cool because that's like someone who started out as like an online
buddy. Yeah.
No, she had seen all of our movies.
Yeah, she knew like everything
about
it.
She knew everything.
Yeah.
And then she came out as like a fan, and then we had sex, and she's like just like a homie.
She's
like a friend.
I
like checking with.
See, but I like the perspective that you guys are giving him, because at the end of the day, like I said, I feel like whenever people bring up, oh, I had sex with my friend, people are like, why did you do that? It's such like a bad thing, and I'm like, wouldn't you be happy
if anything,
that I had sex with them?
A friendship
it did. Basically. I actually knew something to laugh at. Although, however, like, I think she said something at some point, saying she's dating someone now. She was like, oh, I'd love for you guys to meet my boyfriend. And I was like, I don't really want to meet your boyfriend.
Right. Like, what? Like,
this
are we
way
just,
cooler.
Yeah. Like, I don't
yeah.
know.
Yeah.
We don't really
like... we just like to meet you.
Well,
on my face.
No, but you know, it's one of those things where like, well, obviously if you're happy, we wish you the best.
Yeah. Right.
Just this one part of our relationship will come to an end.
Yeah.
Because just, I don't want to give it to
you. Yeah. Right, because you don't want to bring in all that. It's just, you know, it's too much.
You don't want to, if someone has like a new situation where they're old, ways don't play anymore.
Yeah
it's best to be like, yo, if you're happy,
and I was like, well, what is he gonna think about us, you know?
Wait, well, you guys fucked the shit out of my
she told me
we did. It's just like some people they're so like,
what am I gonna say?
And that's what I want to change so bad. I want people to just understand, like, sex is just, it happens.
Well, sometimes shit happens. Aren't on the same page. You know, it can get complicated.
It definitely can. You know, whenever you throw sex in the mix, sex in the mix.
It's like you have that friendship dynamic with like a guy and a girl, or a girl and a girl or whatever. And one person is like really in love with that other person the whole time.
It's like,
and the other person's not there. So then if you have sex with them, then the one person who's like in love can think like, oh my god, finally, like, everything is happening, and the other person's like, oh no,
like we're just having fun.
That's happened to me. That can be really hurtful.
Yeah.
You know, but
it can get really awkward too, because I've had a friend that I've had sex with before, and I honestly started developing feelings for the person.
Oh, you did.
And we even said, you know, the minute that either one of us felt a certain way, that we needed to just immediately
stop. But people say that all the time, but you're humans, you know?
Yeah.
Like, what are you gonna do?
My thing was, I was just like,
two people have feelings for each other, and they're both single, and they're in the same place. Why
right,
stop?
Exactly. Know? And my thing was, it was just like, okay, we're good friends. Shit happens, I guess, in the long way kind of thing. And still, it's
why
just like,
have to be shit, you know?
Well, it was more like, you know, like, we bone.
Yeah.
And people were like, I don't get it. And they're like, how do you just high five your friend one minute, and the next thing you know, you're like, just, oh yeah, look at fucking bitch, just his brains out. I'm not divulging if it's a man or a woman, because there are people that listen to this and they're like, oh well, shit, I think I know who I'm talking about. But yeah, this person and I, like, it happens, and
it takes a specific chemistry.
Yes.
Because it's like a really fine line.
It's a very fine line.
There are people you will have sex with and feel way more than friends with.
Mm-hmm.
And then there are people who you maybe can have sex with and feel like whatever about.
Yeah.
But that's just you, and that's also counting on you meeting another person with that same, you know, like, the stars have to align to have that dynamic.
They have to. And for a while, it was cool. And then now that friend and I were like, nah, we're not going to do it again. But then there's another friend.
It sounds like you both came to that conclusion at the same time.
It also doesn't mean it lasts forever.
It's very rare.
That is rare.
Sometimes it can be like, you know,
there's a window to these things, and like, everyone's lives change, and like,
always.
Just because for maybe a year you had a friend that you could bang, and that was it.
Yeah.
I don't know, maybe the next year is different. Like, and that's okay. There's nothing wrong with that.
Exactly. And it's like, if they're your good friend, you should be able to just bring it up and talk. My only downfall was that I waited until the feelings were kind of like, oh shit, now how am
You're
I gonna bring
like
this to the person?
Deep at this point.
Oh yeah, I was like freaking out. I'm just like, how do I tell this person? And then I told the person.
Is he not?
They're
not on the same page.
They were not on the same page, and they were like, see, this is why we needed to stop or never do it. And so now it's like, we're cool. But like I said, there's another friend where it's like, we tell each other that we're gonna stop. I don't know. Shit happens. Like, faces get smothered and coochies and other parts just start rubbing and wetness happens, and then you're like, fuck.
It sounds like you're more than friends, you know?
No.
So what makes it someone more than a friend to you?
For me, I've really got to be like, oh yeah, I could totally be in a relationship with this person. This friendship
in
general.
What's that in between thing?
The in between is just
someone you have a heavy lust for, like just a good sexual.
Not even. I just like having sex with this particular person. It's just like.
So is it the convenience that you guys are both?
I think it's the convenience we're both
you're
single.
Like, she's the one I call when I want to have sex because I know it's gonna be good. She's gonna come over. It'll be easy.
Right. I think that's how. somebody perceives me to be. If I open up the door as your friend, as the friend, because like I said, I'm not divulging if it's male, female, ish, but in my line of friendships, if someone tells me that they're sexually attracted to me, I always look at them and be like, well, we could if you want to, because I'm not gonna say no. If you say you want to bang, 99% of the time, I'm gonna be like, fuck yeah,
God damn it, I did not mean to cause that much of a flutter. I'm sorry, guys.
This is what happens with Sapphire just tore everything up.
Shit's getting live in the lair.
Shit got real, y'all. Shit got real.
Look out, man.
So you were saying, sir, so small hands with your not so small hands. Mm-hmm. I'm just saying.
Continue.
It's definitely in me.
The host uncomfortable.
Oh no, the host is definitely not uncomfortable.
I'm just trying to get loose in the lair.
Yeah, no, but honestly, like I said, 99.
Was it not good vibes only?
I think it is. Like I said, when you came in, it's good vibes only. Yeah. The vibes are good, and that's how I am. Like, I might 99% of the time be like, hell yeah, get naked, we're gonna do this. Like,
well, that's awesome.
Boom. I get shy
but,
though.
Yeah, not everybody can have that.
No, not everybody can. Have you ever?
I was always that person before. I mean, I like don't count anything in porn. Everything's so different.
Right, you know? Right.
But
dynamics.
But before porn, I was that girl. If I ever had sex with a friend, I'd be like, oh, I think we're dating now.
Okay, yeah, let's talk about that girl. You got to give us like your best one.
I don't know. I was that person.
Really?
So I just was.
Okay. Now, was it usually like before or after where you're just like, okay?
I mean, I remember I had like a good friend, and I was that person. I like had a big crush on him.
Mm-hmm.
You know, we would talk every night and all the time. We were good friends, and then one night we like made out, and I was just like so sure the next day that like that was like we were gonna be
like dead. That was it.
And then he was like, oh my god, I'm so sorry that happened. Like I was so drunk. Like that was really stupid.
No.
Sorry.
And I was like, why are you sorry?
I thought that was what was supposed to happen.
The choir was singing.
Great. Like, oh, no. You're just like, yes, we're kissing this mother.
It's the world to me, and I hope it didn't mess anything up. I'm like, what?
I will admit it.
Yeah, I thought we were gonna be one of the
Do you start like I don't know if
I'm
you
like
get this
a
way.
Hopeless romantic.
We're kind of the same. Like, did you ever like? I know, like, if I'm starting to talk to somebody.
That's why I tell people when they think I'm, like, have some powers because I'm in porn. Like, I can just turn on and off. And
yeah.
Like, no, I can do that when there's, like, a camera there because it's just different.
Right.
Because
at the end of the day, that's your job.
It was never that, like.
Yeah.
Yeah. Like, and it's a job that I like. And
right.
But anyway, people can't understand that I can, like, have orgasms and have fun and, like, not be emotionally invested. I think everybody thinks like everything in porn, you either hate your job or you love your job. And if you love your job, you're falling in love with everybody all the time.
Exactly.
And if you hate your job, you're like miserable and on drugs and don't want to be there. It's like, no, I'm having a really good time.
Yeah.
But like when it's over and I'm just, you know.
And that's it. And that's how people see me as, because there are times, I can have sex, not just sex. Yes, there are multiple times where I have feelings for people and I'll emote those feelings in the sex, but it will be completely different.
Yeah.
Completely different than when I'm just having sex with somebody where it's like, you're horny, I'm horny, the moment's here, boom. We're satisfying each other's needs for the time being. That's what I see it as. You're satisfying that person in that time frame. They're not your friend, it's just an organ that you're releasing fluid on.
Two
people coming together, point blank.
Yeah.
Maybe not without the kissing. Yeah. I'm like that. It's good shit.
Well, you're a free spirit.
Yes, as you should. So what's going on with you guys that people should look out for, by the way?
We have a really big movie coming out. It's called Cindy, Queen of Hill.
Yes.
Dun, 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 dun.
Yes.
It's a movie. He plays the devil's assistant. Xander plays the devil.
Hell yeah.
It's a really fun movie, though.
First time I've ever deeply Joanna ever in
he
life.
He hated
on
it.
Or off camera.
You hate it? Why'd he hate it?
He just hated it.
It was
He
Oh no.
It was me.
It was like 105 degrees. And we were in like horns and eyeliner.
Oh, he God. Did it for me. I did. We've had so many threesomes. He has sex with hot. He's had sex with girls he used to like jerk off to growing up. You know, man. I know being my boyfriend is like a hard. It is a tough job, but it comes with so many perks that like whatever.
I was gonna say the perks are. It's gotta be good. Yeah, yeah.
It's one of those things that.
So when no I told him, I said,
"No one will ever know how hard I work, but also no one will ever feel sorry."
Yeah,
for
it's true.
No shit, nor should they. So
yeah,
but I'm told good. Him. Yeah. I said, "I really do want to get DP'd by you and a guy. It would mean a lot to me." I had not done a DP.
Oh my God! Was it like you're laying in bed? You're like,
I had brought it up. I think I brought it up to you like on our third date or something, you know? And then you like laughed, like, you know? And I was like, okay, I guess that's like never gonna happen.
Yeah,
but like.
I don't
then, you know,
mind. It just like doesn't.
And in this movie, it like really did. Like, it did make sense in the movie, and I was like, this will really mean a lot to me. Like, this is such a bizarro conversation, and he's like, I know this movie is important to you. I'm just like nervous that I can do it. You know, never, and we're human. Like, it does not. Turn him on to do it. You know, we'll just it's not what he thinks about when he's jerking.
If I have
off,
like a Thursday night, I'll
another dick
off.
In my pussy while his is in my ass. He just doesn't think about that. That's not like what he's thinking about when he's jerking off.
But I don't care.
Yeah.
And I was happy it was my friend.
Yeah,
I was like really, I was like, God, I'm so happy it's Xander.
Okay.
He's like my buddy.
And just like the fact knowing that you and Xander are good friends and you're DPing a chick. Who just so happens to be your girlfriend.
I, first of all, if I have to share that much ball-to-ball contact with any...
Yes.
I would like to be cool with him. To be my buddy, my friend. And I respect Xander as a performer. Mm-hmm. And I like him as a dude. And we are friends. And I've DP'd his girlfriend with him. So, you know, it all... And I just knew it would be good and like...
Well, it was even funnier because the night before I felt like they were like broing out or something. Because he was like, hey, like, I hope everything's cool for tomorrow, you know? Like, he's like, you know, I know it's gonna mean a lot to Joanna, and I'm really just gonna have to try everything I can. And like, Sandra's like, you know, if there's anything I can do while it's happening to like make it easier for you, just let me know. Like, we're having
I'm not even lying.
Conversation.
That's my boy.
You know? And then Xander was
he had my back.
At the same rate, the funniest part of the conversation, Xander's like, you know, I know you feel like Lily wants to get DP'd all the time. Like, all the time. And like, I just want her to find people to do it that aren't me.
Oh my God.
You know? Like, I'd rather her just do it with other people, so I, you know, and I'm like, and so I'm
that's
like,
how I feel about it. I'm like, yo, I'm happy that you're doing it, like, and I'm like, I'm into watching it and like being into it as a fan. I just don't want to do it.
Yeah, but he did it, and I could tell. Yeah, during the scene, he was like trying as hard as he could to think of anything he possibly could.
He had to go to a place,
and you know, I feel like no one would really understand this. Like, came
but Joanna,
from,
I was
it
like,
came
this,
from a place of love, you know? I was having so much fun. And I could tell,
we
I was looking at it, and I was like,
footage,
he's not having fun at all.
And Joanna
and
is having
like,
the time of her life.
And you're
so,
just like,
I'm just doing this.
And
it's a lot of pressure for him, because not only is it me, you know, it means something to me. Like, he knows the movies are my money.
Right.
You know what I mean? He knows,
there's
like, oh, she's spending so much money. This is the most important. I can't fuck
shit.
This up.
Yeah.
And I told him before the scene, I'm like, look, if you're having problems, if you're, like, freaking out or something, like, we can just write a line so the scene is just me and Xander and you can, like, come back in the end or something.
Yeah.
You know? And he was like, stop saying that. That's not making it better.
Well,
like,
I'm looking forward to seeing
this
scene.
Yeah, we did it. I had a lot of fun.
I had to manage.
He got through it. If he had to pick the most fun times he's ever had in porn, I don't think that would...
He's like, not this one.
That would be the one.
Well,
but we did
Joanna
it. I had a good time. But the movie...
For us to bang in, like, prosthetics and 100-degree, like, weather and
the more uncomfortable it is, the more awesome it looks.
This is now the second time, Joanna.
The Nightmare Before Christmas.
Yeah. Right.
The Grinch one.
Oh, those were all hot scenes? Like, literally, like, on hot sets.
Well, they were all with full makeup, full body airbrush.
Yes.
Yeah.
And she looked damn good doing it.
Yes, she did.
But it seems like there's an ongoing thing. You really want the burning sensation to go on.
I guess so.
On set.
I guess so.
Because you're the Wanda
Arouse
Me.
No, you know what it is? It's because I always shoot my... I mean, it's like a boring answer, but like... the AV, the deadline for AVN movies is the end of September. So if you want to submit a movie for AVN, so I always shoot, and everyone in porn actually does it. Everybody shoots their big movie in the summertime, so then you can release it in September, and it's right at the like
right there
deadline. Whatever. So I'm always shooting my big movies right in the summertime, like right in the dead heat of summer. But
I don't know how you guys do it.
It's called Cindy Queen of Hell, and it's a very funny movie. So the plot of the movie Okay, so the movie like basically starts with a flashback in the 80s, which is like kind of, I wore one of those nose thing, like the ring that connects to your earrings.
It looks full of decline of Western civilization.
Yeah, yeah, big hair and everything. So I'm at like a Halloween party in the 80s, okay? Mm-hmm. And I have sex with Xander.
We're in a band.
Yeah, they're in a band, you know, and Xander's in a devil costume because it's a Halloween party. Well, mm-hmm. I think it's a devil costume.
But it's actually the devil.
Again, he jizzes inside me and whatever at the end of the scene as a cream pie. And then I'm oh my God, like, what's going on? And so, and at the party, I'm like, oh, you're like such a cute little devil, aren't you? And he's like, well, I'm actually, my name's Lucifer, and blah, 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 blah. And, you know, he's he's being like super serious. You know, and I just think he's in character because mm-hmm. he really likes Halloween, but it turns out he's actually the devil. So then I have sex with the devil, and that's how the movie kind of starts. And then you see at the end of the scene, my stomach starts making all these noises.
Oh,
you know,
shit.
And I'm just like, what is going on? Like, what the fuck's in your jizz? You know, and then there's a thing in the movie, and it's like 20 years later.
That needs to be the title of your next movie right there.
And then it flashes to 20 years later, I have to tell my daughter that her dad is the devil.
Yes!
So, and she doesn't believe me, you know, and then her dad shows up for the first time in 20 years. So then Cindy's my daughter, and she goes to hell, basically, to, like, look for her dad and decide if she wants to live there or live on Earth. So it's really crazy. So there's, like, sex scenes in hell where she goes to hell and she's having sex with these devil chicks and succubus girls. And then, of course, there's, like, another girl in hell that doesn't want her to be in hell because she wants to, like, have all the devil's attention. So she tries to, like...
Oh, hell yes.
It's super, really funny and crazy, but it's also just, like, a family movie. And I love family movies.
It's a
family movie because really I'm just like, I'm this like mom that misses her I'm upset that I never got to have a normal life with my baby daddy.
Yes.
And you know, and he's upset that he was too busy being the devil and didn't have time to spend any time with me. You know, I'm like, you don't call. He's like, it's really busy down there. And I'm like, your daughter, I had to raise her by myself. So there's like really typical funny like deadbeat dad conversations. But he's a devil, you know?
Excited for this. So when can we expect that movie?
Yeah, soon. We're going to debut it online like September 24th or something.
So they really got to go to
burningangel.com. But it'll be out on DVD in October.
Perfect.
It's a fun movie. We're still like in the middle of editing it.
I'm excited.
We'll be editing it till the last second.
Okay. One question I have to ask.
I love my movies. You love my movies, too.
I love your movies. I have some of your movies here.
So I have to give you, like, an updated collection.
Yes,
it always meant a lot to me that you liked them so much.
Aww. I miss giving you ideas. So yeah. I
should text you because I run out of ideas all the time.
Yeah, always.
And then I'm trying to think of ideas. But, yeah, you helped me. That car wash scene was, like, kind of right.
Oh, I love the overhead. Thanks, guys.
Now, that was a sound effect. We'll fix it in post.
Yeah.
Don't worry about it.
No, I gotta say, is there a dysfunctional family part two?
I know. I want to do one. No, you gave me the idea. You said I should do a part two, but it's a wedding.
I do. Yes.
Yeah, I want to do that's one that's
amazing.
A wedding.
She's gotta do.
Yeah,
I mean,
gotta do the wedding.
You gotta do the wedding.
You have to be in one. Like, just.
Oh my God!
Yeah.
We should give you a role. You should.
There you go, guys. I'll have my first porn debut.
You could show up and be some, like, sister of mine that I never met or something.
You know that, right?
Say what?
I wore Jericho.
Oh, yeah.
Yes, you did. You know what? Fuck you.
Do you or do you not want my Jerry curl?
She really helps me with that movie because she
I want that Jerry curl all over me. I want the soul glow and everything. Just...
She hangs out with her family all the time.
All the time.
Like, every weekend, she does things with, like, 17 family members.
all the time.
So when I was writing the family reunion movie, she helped me cut. She told me about the potato sack race because she said that's what they do.
I've never done that.
Yeah, well, I said, what do people do at family reunions? And she said they have potato sack.
Yeah, I was like, they got potato sack races.
Dude, that was a weird scene.
Yeah, that was.
That was the perfect scene to get to your, I think if I'm going to quote it right, your newly yeast infectious. Yeah. Vagina.
Yeah, or the loser of the potato sack.
She had a yeast infection.
Yeah. Yeast euphoria.
Yeah.
But I love it.
Yeah.
And I gotta say, you know what? I'm so glad that you guys came on.
Yeah.
I'm so happy
to
finally have you guys on the show.
I know. I kept telling you it would come on.
Yes.
But now I don't see you anymore.
I know.
Yeah, you're on big time Shade 45.
No, I'm not
all shows.
When we turn on the radio and I hear you on Jude's show, like, I start crying. I'm like, I'm just so happy for her.
I always get excited.
Talented. Yeah. Like,
I love you guys.
This is like where she belongs.
I do. You know what? I have to say, I do miss seeing you. Like,
yeah,
like it was always fun.
Well, this weekend. Well, I know this is gonna air, you know, way later. But,
oh yeah. Oh no.
But whatever,
this airs
for anyone here.
Yeah.
I'm dancing this weekend at Deja Vu. I'm at the North Hollywood one Thursday, and the City of Industry one Friday, and at the Hollywood one Saturday. And I'm dancing really late. So
okay. So Deja Vu tomorrow.
Yeah. It's Deja Vu all weekend. So tomorrow it's North Hollywood.
All right.
Friday, it's City of Industry, which is, like, right outside LA. Right?
Yeah.
And then Saturday's Hollywood one. It's, like, right
so
on
you guys
Hollywood
got
his, vibe.
So. Yeah, this airs, I mean, this is going on, the podcast of this is going up right afterwards.
Oh, okay.
So, yeah, people, if you're in the area.
Come see me.
Do it. Do it, do it. Are you going to do some, like, signings afterwards?
Yeah, yeah. Did you like, you saw me dance once.
Yes, I did, and she did her thing.
Are you going to stick your butt?
If they let me.
I was going to say, can they, do they let you do that?
I won't.
Now, Deja Vu, is that a topless bar or?
You know, I don't know. I should probably look it up.
Got you all routine,
though. Show up with all the butt plugs. They're like, no.
I know.
Be like, excuse me.
Turn yourself around.
Be like, we got, no, you can put that in your mouth.
Yeah.
That's the only way to plug.
Yeah.
Pop it in there. And then anything else going with you, Mr. Small Hands?
I am editing Cindy Quinn.
Yeah, so he's just
nice.
Stuck.
I also
he's stuck in hell.
I'm in hell.
Literally, he's creating hell.
He's stuck in production.
I also I did something special with this movie, and I scored it like a real film. So
shut
the
up.
The whole time the
he wrote music
is like
for
original
it
throughout the whole thing.
And oh, I'm looking forward to this. Yeah.
No one's ever gonna notice or care, but it was fun to do.
I'm gonna care, and I'm gonna make you motherfuckers listen out because it is earplay.
Yes.
Listen out for that music from the Small Hands.
Mm-hmm.
I really hope you guys do a song again soon.
Oh, we've got some in the can.
Yeah, okay. She like
it's hard to find free
songs.
Time.
I gotta see it.
I know, I really you missed it at the AVN Awards.
Oh, she did a rap.
Because I did a rap.
Wait, is it not, is it, I haven't seen the Showtime version.
Not,
is it in there?
No.
They took it out.
Yeah, oh man, this was a
what the Showtime.
Yeah.
I got
but
a to pick
it
with y'all.
Good. And
I'll send it to you.
Please do.
Yeah, we had the best shirts.
We wrote it. Me and her wrote
it. Yeah, we wrote it.
Now, wait. I heard through the grapevine that you do a little freestyling yourself.
You know, I hang.
Can you give me a little sample?
What do you want?
Anything. Just freestyle. Give me something
give
off
me
the
a
dome.
Beat.
Give you a beat.
Okay,
oh, we can do this.
About Sapphire.
Oh, I'll do it freestyle.
Fucking all her friends. Because that's what the show is about. That's what you need to do with freestyling. You have to give a topic, right?
That's true.
It is.
Yes. Yeah, it is fucking your friends. So
yeah.
Yeah, yeah.
Exactly.
Fucking,
make it
fucking the
about
friends.
Sapphire having sex with all of her friends.
Okay.
Did I put you on the spot too much? I mean, I guess it could really be about anything.
Like, yo, Sapphire, don't go around and fuck all your friends, at least not in the ass, and then your shit out your depends when you're older, colder. Yo, it's a boulder coming out, kidney stone. Girl, I told you, you can't fuck around with your friends like that. She said, why I always holler and he never holler back? She said, I sent him a text, sent him a DM, I tried to slide up, and I just...
That was pretty good! I like that!
Boom! I got one up a little, I got one up. Straight out the dome.
I like that.
Topical.
That was not bad. That was not bad. that, sir. I cannot freestyle for the life of me.
You can't,
girl. Please.
So racist.
I tried.
I thought you could.
Oh no,
because you're black.
I did that. I did that
I
so long.
You could.
Oh no.
Whoa.
I did that so long.
No, I really didn't think you. No, you can sing.
I can sing.
No, because you used to tell me about like your music career all the time.
Oh yeah.
The
no.
First of my brain. I'm like, yeah, she freestyled.
I freestyle. Yeah. When I start, oh god, it's
I
horrible.
Wish I could. It's really like a dream of mine. I like wish I could.
You could. You know, you could. I feel like at this point anybody can rhyme.
Yeah.
You know, they just gotta like really wet.
If I
wet,
plan it out ahead of time, I could probably do
yeah.
it.
Yeah.
Because I can write things.
There you go.
You know? Joanna wrote the rap that was like live on stage, and I wrote all the music.
I need to see.
We recorded
yeah. okay.
it at our house.
That's it. I need a copy of it. I gotta check this out.
Like,
yeah.
You
know, it's
Joanna
okay.
Joanna does her thing.
Oh shit.
Wait, do you think I can remember it? I wrote it. It was like A to the V to the N awards. Throw your hands in the air if you's a whore. Our sex game's strong, we ain't got to prove it. Here's a list of sluts who know how to do it. Tommy Pistol!
He's a hoe.
Xander Corvus!
He's a hoe.
Alexis Texas!
Danny Daniels!
Too much ass for one man to hit. Oh my god!
Katrina James
so
got a web on
her
face.
Make blue
stickers all over the place.
Megan Rain, Romy
Rain.
The forecast is a hurricane. And Adriana Chechik,
super slut.
And every girl's had Manuel in their butt. I wrote it. I begged them to sing it on stage.
Oh my god.
We, as part of the ABN Awards, we had to sing this like show tunes kind of song.
Yeah.
And then I just like begged them. I was like, can we do a rap in the middle of the song? It'll be so funny. It'll be so cute. And then I was like, everybody loves rap, you know, like it'll be just in the middle of the song.
Right.
It won't make sense. And they kept saying no. And then me and Aaron just wrote the rap and sent it to them.
Mm-hmm.
And they were like, okay.
Because well,
I knew
hey.
They perfect. Would say it was okay if I incorporated
yeah.
names of porn stars. That's like what is good. Then the
right.
camera could flash to their...
To the, all of them.
And so, and you know, and I wrote a part because me and Annika Albright, we hosted the show together.
Mm-hmm.
So I wrote, you know, we went... I made it like a kind of rap where you go back and forth, you know, even though
I
just started listening to hip hop like 3 months ago.
She's like, I got mine, like, I got
it
down.
I know, yeah, so
I figured
out
before
you left.
I fucking Rick Rubin
yeah.
shit.
Right,
her.
Yeah,
I was
so,
like, no, girl,
so
I
sent it to
deliver
them and they were like,
we're gonna double
like,
that,
yes.
and okay, we're off.
And I it was
so
really, really, really fun. And while we were doing it, like, everybody started getting up and they were screaming. And then after the show, I was like, Aaron,
no, you know, it was funny.
I really want to be a rapper.
Oh my god.
Yeah, I was like, girl, like, Jesus
it's
Christ.
It's like my dream. That was so exhilarating. It was so much fun to, like, call people's names out.
And just, like,
I was like, wow, that's, I really want to be a rapper. And he was like, okay, calm down. I was like, no, before I die, I
want
to just,
happen.
Like, do, write, like, one full song. That was, like, a verse, you know, or
yeah.
one full rap song and 16. Do it somewhere.
You gotta do it.
I
say
care.
Do it.
It's in my living room.
No,
I couldn't freestyle. I have to plan it out.
Freestyle's, you know
it's
what?
Different thing.
That shit is hard.
Yeah.
There's this So Gone challenge by Monica that went on and everybody had to rap over her song. So I was like, fuck it. I'm gonna do it. So I got really fucking high and I'm sitting on my couch. I kid you not, I did like 18 videos. I was like, I don't know which
you
one's gonna work.
You were overthinking it, probably.
Oh, I was totally
yeah.
overthinking it, because I can't, I really just can't do it. Like, if someone, fuck it, I'll try to do it right now.
Yeah!
Come on, girl. Yeah!
We'll close it out.
Yeah.
All right. My name is Sapphire, and I like to do this. I like to kick it on the freestyle on one, two, this. I don't know, I speak the mic. I freestyle on the light, track a track. Oh, I don't know what I'm saying, but it's all good, but... It's okay, because I got it on the phone, but we got to move out. Remember, safe sex is the best, hot sex, and I'm not saying shit because I'm not a rapper. Thank you, guys.
Yeah.
Yeah.
What do you mean you're not good?
No, that shit is garbage. If we were to put this on Hated or Lover, they'll be like, bitch, shut the fuck up. Shut up.
No.
That shit was garbage. I want my 2.5 seconds back. But you know what?
Oh, but you had fun.
Yes, I had a great
but you
time.
You can't get those seconds back.
No,
sorry.
You can't.
Took them just like that. I got to say thank you guys again to Miss Joanna Angel.
Thank you.
The Small Hands.
It's so good to be here.
Yes, and so good to see you guys.
Yeah.
You know.
Just kicking it in the valley, you know.
Yeah, you know. Doing that same old shit.
Yeah.
Remember, guys, safe sex is the best hot sex. Until next week, remember, you can catch the podcast of the show on iTunes, on the Misfits Podcast Network, on Stitcher, on Podomatic, on SoundCloud, and wherever else you want to go and get your podcast at. And don't forget to check out Late Night Tea Radio with Yasmin De Leon and I every 2 weeks. So the next episode is going to be next week, which I believe... Oh, fuck it. It doesn't even matter. It's like September 23rd, 24th. Something like that in that range. Just think about the next, you know, the next Thursday. But anyways, Ms. Radio Sapphire and everything. MSRADIOSAPPHIRE. Where can they follow you guys?
At Joanna Angel on Twitter. Or Joanna Angel on Instagram.
Mm-hmm.
And where are you?
You can find me on hers.
He's like, I got this boo. You can find him at the Small Hands.
You better be tagging my ass.
Tag me on everything. All right, everybody. Good night.
Bye.
I want to let you know about themisfitsnetwork.com. That's themisfitsnetwork.com. You can subscribe to all of our channels under one hub. If you just go to themisfitsnetwork.com, check it out. Sapphire's Airplay is on there. We got Hormones Podcast, Awkward Moments, and one of my personal favorites, Poop Culture. So check out themisfitsnetwork.com. Make sure to also subscribe to them through iTunes, SoundCloud, Stitcher, and Clamor. All right, back to Sapphire's Airplay.
Thanks for listening. If you sexy motherfuckers can't get enough, be sure to subscribe to Sapphire's Airplay on iTunes and Podomatic.